Welcome to the Gold Members Podcast. This is volume number 37. Today I want to talk about something that is totally unrelated to Kyusho, which is actually one of the reasons for this podcast. This isn't, we have audio lessons by which we, you know, we teach the content, but this is more or less discussion form. So, I mean, I always definitely welcome anybody leaving comments or emailing me about what the topic was. I want to talk about what it means today to be a warrior. That's lost today. It's truly lost in society. We are living in an age now where words, the meanings of words, are just changed randomly to suit people. And well, actually, everything is changed randomly to suit people today. And the world is in a whole lot of trouble. And it's not in a whole lot of trouble for the reasons that people think it's in a whole lot of trouble. Now, martial artists I have known, the ones that I have known, who I associate with, we all tend to think alike. Now, that's not norm across the industry, but especially us old dogs, we all tend to think pretty much alike. Today, we have something that's, you know, running rampant, and they're misusing the word warrior. And that is the social justice warrior. No, actually, they're social justice crybabies, wimps, pussies, whatever you want to call them. They're not warriors. Warrior, in my view, is essentially a mercenary with a code of ethics. Right? Because when the job has to be done, we will do it. But there is a code by which we live our lives. Just like there is supposed to be a code in all of martial arts, that code of ethics is what keeps martial arts from being barbarianism. But there's an awful lot of barbarianism going on in the martial arts world today. And it's going on for the almighty dollar, of course. But that's a totally, totally different, different rant. I've been watching various things on YouTube, and I don't watch much of them, but I tend to use private independent media to keep up on world events rather than the CNN, Fox News things, because there's actually some good middle-of-the-road stuff, and if you listen to different ones, you can pretty much put together what the truth is. But today there's an enormous amount of political fighting going on. And one of the gentlemen who's a member of this website posted on his video about a comedian being attacked on stage because the person in the audience found the joke to be offensive, right? Now here we're gonna swing typically into the, oh, this is a left wing, or oh, this is a right wing, or this is a left wing, or this is a right wing. No, it's not, boys and girls, it's a mental illness. All extremism, all extreme views are a form of psychosis. And someone whose feelings get hurt by something somebody else says actually makes me laugh when somebody cries because somebody said something to them. As I was raised by the sticks and stones may break your bones, but names will never hurt you. And if he punches you in the face, drop him. But when that turns to violence, that is a sign of serious mental illness. So if you watch the news today, how much serious mental illness are you seeing? Those who hate Trump and scream and cry and carry on have a mental illness. Black Lives Matter. A lot of those people, most of those people, have a mental illness. If you're looting stores and committing violent acts, you have a mental illness. Those who are... Well, I knew the list could go on. Why list them all? You know what they all are. But we have to start identifying this because it's really and truly not a left-wing versus right-wing problem. It is enabling those who are mentally ill. Just take a look at the alleged transgender community. Now, I have a boy I've been dealing with in Canada for several years now who is messed up. He has a mental illness. I won't empower that. And that's what happens. It is as empowered. Now, why do I say it's a mental illness? Well, when you got a 40% plus suicide rate, that's a mental illness, boys and girls. The only time in history there's ever been a suicide rate that high was in the death camps in World War II. Okay. We have to start realizing the problem. Now, what can you and I do? Not a damn thing. And I have honestly renounced the world. This is a commentary on the world. I have no interest in changing it. The world's going to do what the world does. However, we as martial artists need to be prepared. And what we need to be prepared for is violent responses to just being there. Because that's really what it's coming to. We have to stay on our game. We have to study hard. We have to train our minds to be better than that. I made a video during the week, which I made a commentary on the character assassinations that go on continuously, and the martial arts community is one of the worst ones for wanting to do that. Oh, you're not legitimate because you're not from here. This is the only... No, that's all called... Well, it's called a mental illness. Okay. So, anyways, the point of this is just to more or less show the fact that it is us who are the warriors. Now, when they call for the warriors, because we will be called upon again, I will not go. I have no interest anymore in what society wants. I know a lot of you who are going to hear that consider yourselves to be recluse like myself, because I opted out. Now, I opted out in the way a man opts out, which is just not to bother anymore. I didn't opt out, you know, taking a knife to my wrists, opt out. But, it's a problem. And we as martial arts students, teachers, masters, grandmasters have to acknowledge that and be prepared for it. Anyways, that's it for our podcast, guys. We will talk to you next time. Ciao.